We need to make a scene to actually get politicians to notice.
City Honors freshman Ilyas Khan is working with a few other students at the school to organize the planned walkout.
We need to all work together to actually get politicians to notice, because otherwise nothing will be done. In 11 years, if the UN predictions hold true, the world is going to be in a lot of trouble.
If you were sitting across from President Trump right now and you had his ear, what would you say to him on this topic?
I would say, Mr. Trump, I know that you're receiving a lot of money from fossil fuel companies, and I know that you seem to care quite a bit about money, but your beachfront properties of Mar-a-Lago will probably be flooded often in the next few years, and I don't think you want to pay so much money to deal with that flooding. So maybe you should consider the Green New Deal in order to kind of mitigate these issues.
Students want to gain the attention of U.S. politicians to demand passage of the Green New Deal. The legislation would call to eliminate carbon emissions and 100% renewable energy by the year 2030. Khan tells WBFO News this is about his generation's future.
Kids now, especially because there's 11 years to really change this around, are really getting kind of angry about this whole attitude and the fact that people are just trying to keep us from actually speaking out about it.
Khan says as part of Friday's planned walkout, students will also take the subway to City Hall for a protest. City Honors Principal William Cressy tells WBFO News for the sake of the students' safety, he can't condone a walkout. However, parents or guardians will be allowed to sign their child out of class. In a written statement, the principal noted the school is willing to collaborate with students on issues of importance, just as they did last year during the gun violence protests. Khan says students are asking parents or guardians to join them for this walkout. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.